Hundreds of transgenders want to return to biological sex, shunned as traitors. By Jack Montgomery on October 5, 2019. Hundreds of people who believe they were transgender want to return to their birth sex, according to the founder of Britain's new detransition advocacy network. 28-year-old Charlie Evans, who lived as a male for almost 10 years after transitioning in her teens, told Sky News that she had been contacted by hundreds of trans people who, like her, came to regret their decision. "I'm in communication with 19 and 20-year-olds who have had full gender reassignment surgery who wish they hadn't. And their dysphoria hasn't been relieved, they don't feel better for it," she told the broadcaster. "They don't know what their options are now." Ms. Evans suggested that the trans people who contacted her with regrets tended to be around their mid-20s. They're mostly female and mostly same-sex attracted, and often autistic as well. This follows the publication of Boston University research which showed that some 78% of people identifying as trans, non-binary, or genderqueer meet the criteria for one or more mental disorders. Most concerning for Ms. Evans, however, is the fact that there appears to be no support network to speak of for people who wish to detransition. With one biological woman who approached her saying she had felt shunned by the LGBT community for being a traitor when it became known that she wished to return to her birth sex. To that end, Ms. Evans founded the Detransition Advocacy Network, which will hold its first meeting in the northern city of Manchester towards the end of October. Sky's rare examination of transgender people who come to regret transitioning follows an employment tribunal ruling that the government's Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, was within its rights to fire a Christian doctor who said he would not call any 6-feet-tall bearded man madam. The court ruled that Dr. David Magrath's belief that God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female, was incompatible with human dignity and therefore not covered by the Equality Act, used by many religious and cultural minorities to defy attempts to make their behavior conform to British social norms, or the limited free speech protections which exist in the United Kingdom. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.